Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. This one will be over week 15 of the fantasy football season. We'll be giving hot takes, boom or bust, two sleeper picks, and our three games of the week. Joining me is Will Perry. And Will, let's hear your hot take.
So my hot take from last week was Davante Adams would finish with 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. And so far he's owned up to it. I think he had 130 yards and a touchdown. So he's definitely on pace.
Oh, yeah, this is just a refresher of last week. My bad.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Keep going. Just a recap. My boom pick, David Montgomery had, I think, 100 yards rushing and the touchdown.
Great pick.
He had a big run. My bust, Darren Waller. He didn't do too bad, but he wasn't amazing. Sleepers, I had Hockenson, who did good, had a touchdown and some good yards, and Jameson Crowder, who sucked.
Yep.
Jameson Crowder pooped the bed.
Yeah, and he was rough.
For our game picks, I went 1-2 this week. Ben went 2-1.
Yep, that is how it went. My hot take was the Jets will only lose by 6 to the Seahawks. Now, there were 4 missed field goals, so I don't want to get too much hate for this. But
they would have lost by 35.
Yeah, it was a bad pick, but it's a hot take. So, you know, my boom pick was Alan Lazard. He put up 8 points. Bust was the entire Denver Broncos offense. And I think every single player on their offense did good. So that was another bad pick. My sleepers, I had Cam Akers, who dropped 20. So he was a good pickup. Mm-hmm. And Rashard Higgins, who dropped 20. So hopefully you picked those guys up. Other than, as he said, I went 2-1 on our games of the week. So now moving on to this week, Will, let's hear your hot take.
My hot take for this week, it's pretty hot, pretty sizzling.
Oh.
I'm thinking Derrick Henry goes back-to-back 200-plus yard gain. He's playing Detroit, who's the worst run defense this year. I mean, it's December now, you know. As we've seen the past 2 years, and now this year, Derrick Henry gets hot in December right after he plays the Jaguars. Every single year this happens, okay? He
good
rushes
point.
For like 180 yards or more on the Jaguars, you know, stiff arms them all into the ground, scores 3 touchdowns, and then after that, he goes for 150 yards every game. And, I mean, come on, they're playing Detroit. Stafford may play, may not. So they're probably going to get up pretty early and just pound the rock the whole second half. So, I mean, he's going to get 25-plus carries.
Is that all-purpose yards or just rushing yards?
I think, honestly, I could say just rushing yards.
Wow.
He's not a big receiving
guy. I know, he's not.
Kind of guy anyway.
Okay, well, that is a hot take. I disagree with it, but I think he will have a good game. But 200 yards is a lot, just like last week. My hot take, it's not really a hot take at all. But if Aaron Rodgers does not win MVP, the league's rigged. Okay. Now I know everyone loves Patrick Mahomes. Who cares? Okay. Screw Patrick Mahomes. Rodgers is just, he's incredible. Okay. This is his best season by far in his career. I mean, not by far, but he's been incredible. And he has to be the MVP of the league. And I think it's not even a race anymore. What do you think? After last week's game with Mahomes against the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, I'm a big Chiefs fan, but
yeah,
I have to agree with you on this one. If Patrick Mahomes didn't play like he played against the Dolphins, I think there might still be a conversation.
Yep.
I think Aaron Rodgers, unless Mahomes goes on some crazy like 5 touchdown a game thing and Rodgers throws a bunch of picks, I think Rodgers has got it. I'm not really sure how that's a hot take, but.
Well, that's why I said I just think it's like a you, this better happen. Otherwise,
it's
the league's rigged.
Statement.
Yep. Well, you know. Hey, now on to your boom pick for this week.
My boom pick, Austin Eckler, okay? He might as well be a sleeper pick at this point because nobody's talking about him, okay? He's playing Las Vegas. I mean, they're all right at defense, but, I mean, they're nothing special, okay? They just dropped 40 on him by the Colts, so. They suck.
That's true.
Okay, listen. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. He averages 11.3 targets per game over the last two games. I mean, those are literally receiver numbers. Like,
yeah, that's pretty incredible.
That's a number one receiver. Like, those are numbers for that guy. And, I mean, those division games are all, like, they're always close with the AFC West. So, I mean, it's going to be a back-and-forth game. I think you're going to see a bunch of yards from him.
Yeah, I agree with that pick. I mean, he's like a really good wide receiver with who can run the ball, who runs the ball 12 to 18 times a game. So, I mean, that's just more points. And every five-yard dump-off he catches is 1.5 points in PPR leagues. So, I mean, yeah, that just racks up points. And that is frustrating to go against if you're playing against him. So, yeah, I agree with the pick. He'll probably drop 20-plus.
Okay.
I agree. On to my boom pick is Aaron Jones of the Packers. Okay. Now, he hasn't been doing much basically because Rodgers has just been throwing the ball all over the yard. But I think this is the game they try to get him back on track. They run the ball a lot. They're playing what's the name? Oh, Carolina. And, you know, it's Carolina, you know. The Broncos destroyed them. So I'm kind of thinking that Aaron Jones is going to have a field day.
Agreed. Aaron Jones is kind of slept on.
Yep, agreed.
All right. Let's go to my bus pick.
Yep.
All right. It is Nyheim Hines of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts running backs are so inconsistent. Like one game, like if you started Nyheim Hines, he could have 20 points or he could have like 0.3. They don't, like, the Colts need to make up their mind who they're playing. It's not even a backfield by committee. It's just like a Frank Reich's like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you get to start this game.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Taylor had a pretty crazy week last week. So I would assume they're going to feed him. And also Nyheim Hines has never had over 12 rushes in a game. 12 was his highest. So he's very touchdown dependent.
Pretty sure that 12 was when Jonathan Taylor was out.
Yeah. So drop him. Cut him.
Wait, who are they playing?
I could not tell you.
Oh, great. Well, I agree with the pick. I agree with the pick no matter what, actually, because, yeah, they're so unreliable. They run the ball with him, Wilkins, Taylor. So I agree with the pick completely. On to my bust pick is James Robinson. They're playing Baltimore's defense, which is on and off. I mean, they weren't good against Cleveland, but they're the eighth best run defense, and Cleveland's like the best running offense. So, but, you know, they have Gardner Minshew at quarterback, so they can't pass the ball. So they're going to be forced to run, which Baltimore's just going to stop it. So the Jaguars' offense is a complete joke, and they're going to get clobbered, and James Robinson is coming off a bad game. I think he's going to have another bad game.
Well, I mean, first of all, don't slander Gardner Minshew.
He's a joke. Easy. You see his stash?
Yeah, 14 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Pretty good. And he's not started the whole season.
Yeah, he hasn't started in a while, but, you know.
He had a couple starts, and then he got in last game.
Yeah, he got benched. Gardner Minshew
is a serviceable quarterback. If you put Gardner Minshew on the Niners or Colts, their playoff team.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that. You think he's better than Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. I mean, Garoppolo's always hurt anyway.
That might have been the dumbest thing you've ever said. Dude, Minshew got benched for a reason.
No, he got benched. Don't win. They're tanking. Clearly they're tanking.
Yeah, they're obviously tanking, but he got benched week 6, and like they played Mike Glennon over him, dude.
Yeah, because they want to lose. You're so
okay. You're an idiot. You don't understand.
They want to lose. They clearly want to lose.
Yeah, they do, but
they haven't won a game since Minshew's been in.
Yeah, but when Minshew, he went 1-6, yeah, or 1-5.
Fires Ben. They literally traded all their good players.
Okay,
I'm
just telling you, James Robinson's not going to have a good game. Minshew might have a good game. He won't, but might.
Maybe not.
But
maybe
James Robinson will not have a good game.
Okay, I could see that. I mean,
there you go.
I could see him having a good game.
Okay, kid. I want a sleeper. Is your first sleeper pick?
Deebo Samuel, if he plays. Right? As it stands right now, he's questionable. But, I mean, they're playing Dallas. So, I mean, Dallas sucks. And the guy's electric whenever he touches the ball. I mean, chance to score every time.
Yeah, they give him the ball a lot. I just don't think he's going to play. He was hurt the first play last game. He didn't look too good. But, yeah, if he's playing, I would definitely play him. Yeah, I'll have to pick. My first sleeper is Irv Smith, tight end for the Vikings. He's playing Chicago. He dropped 16 points last week. The Big Applebee's waiter is looking his way a lot more because Thielen and Jefferson are getting a lot of targets. So Irv Smith is a great tight end, especially this year when there's not many good tight ends. He's definitely a good waiver wire you got to pick up if you need a good tight end.
I like it. Rudolph's out, I assume.
I don't think so. Rudolph just has not been doing good. So they're kind of going to Smith.
All right. Yeah. I agree with that. The big Applebee's waiter. Didn't he get promoted?
Yeah, now he's Culver's. No, he's Culver's. He actually got demoted. Didn't play very good against the Bucks.
Yeah, he didn't play awful against the Bucks.
No, but he got sacked a lot. I mean, that's not really his fault, but
well, you know,
I don't know, holding on to the ball a lot.
Promoted up to working at a bank and then got fired.
Yeah, so now he's at Culver's.
Now he's at Culver's. Step up though. Actually, Applebee's is a step up from Culver's.
It's true. Dude, Culver's is underrated though.
Okay, we'll call it P.F. Chang's. He works.
True.
All right. I like that pick.
Yeah.
My second sleeper, another Niners player, Nick Mullins. Okay. When you hear Nick Mullins, you think of a joke, right?
Yes, you think of a complete joke.
Get this. He has 7 games with more than 240 passing yards.
Dude, do you know that he just lost the Washington football team?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Washington just beat the undefeated Steelers, so.
Okay. I don't know. They're actually not that bad, but.
Yeah. He's a little kind of good. And, again, the 49ers are playing Dallas, who's got a pretty horrendous defense.
So. I mean, all I'd like to say is I just pulled his stats up. And his last 5 games, he had 11, 10, 8, 20, and 12.
Well, you know, they're playing Dallas.
That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
You can't hold on to the past, okay?
That is terrible. Dude, he's had a pick in his last 5 games.
Okay, well, you know, name a dude that hasn't had a pick in the last 5 games.
Aaron Rodgers?
I think he has, so.
I don't think so. God, that's rough, dude. That's a rough pick. No wonder he's only 3% roster S.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll be on waivers.
What a joke.
Oh, would you look at that. Aaron Rodgers. 2 picks in the last 5 games.
Yeah, but he doesn't have those numbers, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're comparing the MVP to a backup, so. I'm just saying he's a sleeper, okay?
Okay, yeah.
If you have, you have Cam Newton on your team, right? Like the worst
person in
the league.
I picked up Derek Carr.
Okay, well, so you have, like, Cam Newton on your team, for example. Nick Mullins is on the waiver wire, you know? Nobody else is. He's your guy. That's your man.
I would rather have Newton than
the Mullins. That's 18 points you're ever going to see.
Okay. The guy hasn't dropped 18 points all year. Okay, on to my second sleeper is Gabriel Davis of the Bills. He is 4% rosterized. Yeah, he's starting to look like the number 2 because Beasley's going to flex or just going to slot. So Davis is getting a lot of targets. He has double digits in three straight weeks in 4 of the 5 last games. He has double digits, and he's just looked great. I mean, he's looking like a clear number 2 behind Diggs. Diggs is drawing the best cornerback, So he's, I mean, and Josh Allen's playing out of his mind. So, I mean, I think this guy's a must pickup.
You say he had double-digit targets?
Double-digit points.
Oh, okay, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. Good pickup. Yep. I like that. I like this sleeper.
And he's playing Denver, so, you know, their defense got destroyed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Denver.
That's a good point.
Joke.
All right, I like it. Let's get to the game picks.
Yep. This week we have Patriots, Dolphins, football team versus Seahawks, and Chargers, Raiders. Will, would you like to discuss the Patriots, Raiders game?
Patriots, Dolphins.
Or Dolphins, 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 Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins picked, which I'm not too sure about. But the only reason I'm picking it, because Belichick is probably going to tear Tua to shreds. Not going to lie. This game's probably going to be like 20-23 final score. But, I mean, the Patriots offense just sucks.
And that's
pretty good defense. So
let's be easy here.
Well, I mean, it's not Cam Newton's fault.
It is. I mean, you say they just suck. 2 weeks ago, they dropped 45 points.
No, they're – okay, how many points from that was the offense?
Like 28.
Yeah, which is, I mean, pretty average.
Yeah, we'll take 28 points. All I'm saying is the Bill Belichick has owned the Dolphins in the last 20 years. Really? So he's going to have them on lock. Newton's going to get them back on track. The O-line's going to get back on track. They're going to pound the football, and Pats win.
Okay. I guess we'll see.
There you go. Game two, the football team versus the Seahawks. I have the football team. They've been pretty hot lately, and the Seahawks have not. So, I mean, they beat the Jets, but, you know, who hasn't? The football team has been playing great football, and they're going to keep that going against the Seahawks. There you go. What about you?
I like the football team, but, I mean, Seattle. They're kind of hot right now. After the Jets game.
Okay? Well, the Jets.
Yeah, after the Jets. I mean, you beat any team by 37. It's pretty impressive in the NFL.
Yeah, like the Pats beat the Chargers.
Yeah, it's impressive. I'm just saying it wasn't an offensive impressive game.
Okay, kid. You're fired. Anything else you want to say about that game?
No, I don't think DK is playing, right?
Wait, what?
I thought I saw DK wasn't playing. Maybe I'm crazy.
I thought he was playing. Wait. I think he's playing. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know where I saw that. I thought I saw he was not playing. Well, it's that makes it even better for me. So, I mean, DK Lockett, Chris Carson. I mean, you got Russ in the backfield. I mean, come on.
Lockett's been terrible. I don't know what's been up with him, but
DK's stealing all the shine.
That's true. Okay, on to the Chargers-Raiders game. I have the Chargers. Eckler's going to have a big game. Herbert's going to have a big game. Allen's going to have a big game. I think they're actually just going to shred him. I hope Derek Carr puts up good numbers. I have him in fantasy. But I think the Chargers will win this one in a shootout.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like the Chargers. Cool uniforms. Justin Herbert, I mean, they're just
the worst coach in the league.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they just seem to, like, figure out how to blow a game, like, every week. It's just like
last week they won, but barely.
It was a choke bowl last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Falcons and the Chargers, both infamous for choking.
Yeah.
Three interceptions thrown in the last 5 minutes. I don't want to just get off track, but both franchises just seem like at the end of games, they just like
try to lose.
Here, you get a win. You get a win. You get a win.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, Vegas is, I mean, they're 7-6. They're okay. I just think, I mean, I don't know. You can never trust the Chargers in a close game.
You're right.
I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the Chargers outscore them. And yep.
Yeah, it's how you win games.
Defense doesn't win championships, offense does. No, that's all I have to say.
Defense, offense wins games. Defense wins championships.
I don't know about that, but
how it goes.
That will bring a conclusion to this week's Fantasy Football Podcast. Hope you all enjoyed, and thank you for listening.
Go Chiefs.